T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, I'm not going to be up here long tonight because we've got a little more work to do. But I make this promise to you. I'll be back up here on November the 16th when we win this election. Thank you, Father Mark, and for that prayer. And first and foremost, I too want to thank God, who has guided every decision that I have made as governor. And I want to thank my family, especially my children, and my beautiful wife, and the best first lady in the history of the great state of Louisiana. And I want to thank all of you, whether you're here in person or watching on TV, listening on the radio, you who have shared my vision for this great and beautiful state that we get to call home. You know, you handed out yard signs, you made calls, you donated your time, you donated your money, because you all believe, just like me, that our very best days are still ahead here in Louisiana. And I am reminded tonight of some who can't be with us. You know, today would have been my father's 84th birthday. I wouldn't be here today without the wisdom that he passed down and the values that he instilled in me and my brothers and my sister. And I want to thank Papa and tell him I miss him. And I love you, Papa. And of course, I'm so grateful to my mother, who is with us tonight and who, along with my father, provided so much love and support for our family. I love you, Mama. And I owe my sister an apology from 4 years ago when I accidentally said she was mean when I meant to say she was tough. But let me talk about her toughness for just a moment. This is October. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And just last week, she rang the bell as she finished her radiation treatments for breast cancer. So, Alice, I love you. Now, back to my beautiful wife. Donna has dedicated every day that she's been in the governor's mansion to helping our foster children, supporting victims of human trafficking, promoting music, art, and movement education as a former teacher. And she's been by my side for more than 30 years as my wife, and I will tell you, Louisiana is a better place because she is your First Lady. Look, I also want to thank the hardest working campaign staff. I told them from the beginning we were not going to be outworked, and they proved me right. And I appreciate all of their hard efforts, their good efforts. You know, when you elected me your governor 4 years ago, I made a promise to you that I would put Louisiana first. And for the past 4 years, that is exactly what we have done. And let me tell you what that looks like today. We turned a $2 billion deficit, the largest in our state's history, into 3 consecutive surpluses. Today, I can stand before you and say that over 450,000 Louisianans have health insurance who didn't have it before I became governor because of Medicaid expansion. I'm happy to remind you that we gave our teachers the first pay raise that they've received in over a decade. And we made the first investments in higher education, K-12 education, and early childhood education in many, many years. And finally, more than 170 businesses have either moved to or expanded right here in Louisiana, beating out states like Colorado, Texas, and Tennessee. And I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward. But friends, understand this, the progress that we have made is still at stake. It took all of us to put Louisiana back on a path to opportunity and to prosperity. But it only takes one person putting Washington-style politics over the people of Louisiana to reverse everything that we have worked so hard together to accomplish. And my fellow Louisianans, we are not going back. We will not. That is exactly what Eddie Rasponi would have us do. He wants to put us right back on the path that led us straight into the ditch. The people of Louisiana don't want double talk. They want their kids to have the best education possible, regardless of their zip code. And when I travel this state and talk to the workers and students and mothers who make up the fabric of our communities, I'm reminded of what we are fighting for. You know, you've often heard me talk about a breeze of hope felt across this great and beautiful state. My friends, you created that breeze of hope, and never once have you let it stop blowing. So make no mistake about it and prepare yourselves, because over the next 5 weeks, the partisan forces in Washington, D.C. are going to pull out all the stops. There is nothing they won't say or do to try to win this election, but it will not work. It will not work because we are doing much better now because of the hard and the bipartisan work that we have put into fixing this state. And so now we have a choice. We can let that breeze continue to steer our sails forward, or we can go back to being caught in a rut deep in the ditch. On November 16th, I tell you, I have an idea. On November 16th, let's continue to put Louisiana first. Let's do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.